Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. On this day in 1413, Henry V was crowned King of England. The German Taxi and Rental Car Association, or Bundesverband Taxi und Mietwagen, has called for a rally that will take place at the Brandenburg Gate on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. The demonstrators will meet beforehand for a rally from the Olympischer Platz, Tegel Airport, and Ostbahnhof to the Straße des 17. Juni. Parallel to the central rally in Berlin, various nationwide campaigns are planned, ranging from rallies and demonstrations in Hamburg, Düsseldorf, Wiesbaden, and Saarbrücken to flash mob campaigns in individual cities. The background to the protests is a key issues document from the Federal Ministry of Transport, which provides for liberalization of mobility services such as Uber. There's a compromise proposal in the debate about the $1 million construction of a new government terminal at the future capital airport. With this variant, a new terminal building would not be necessary, and there'd be enough parking space for the aircraft of the state guests and flight crews. According to information from the German press agency, airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup has put the concept up for discussion within the supervisory board. The managing director sees several advantages: less time pressure, less complex construction projects, and cost savings of 75 million euros. The Federal Ministry of Finance did not want to comment, whose state secretary, Werner Gatzer, sits on the supervisory board. The discussions of the supervisory body were confidential, the justification was stated. Officially, the German government is insisting that a representative terminal for the government and state guests, a, quote, visiting card of the Federal Republic of Germany, be built at the future capital airport. The total costs will amount to at least 344 million euros. Berlin and Brandenburg propose to use an existing terminal building instead. It was completed as an interim solution for the government in the autumn for 70 million euros. The federal government wants to use it for 5 years from the planned BER start in 2020. The final government terminal will then be completed on a site next to it. The start of construction has been delayed due to the problems surrounding the BER. The alternative proposal, which Lütke-Doldrup presented to the supervisory board at the November meeting, with the note strictly confidential, combines both concepts. The interim terminal could become a permanent solution, but the site next door would also be used to a large extent for the hangars of the Air Force and parking spaces for its aircraft. There would be space for the representative new building, but it also could be canceled. This would give the airport the necessary space on the runway to operate the old Schönefeld passenger terminal beyond 2025 if BER is not sufficient for the growing number of passengers. The Federal Ministry of Building and Urban Affairs has so far assumed that without a new government terminal and runway, the Air Force will not be able to move from Cologne-Wann to Schönefeld. The number of reported rat infestations in Berlin increased more markedly in 2018 than in previous years. The State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LAGESO, reported that 11,414 extermination missions were recorded throughout the city. Compared to 2017, this is about 14% more, a, quote, remarkable increase, according to a LAGESO spokeswoman. Since 2013, when a little over 6,300 missions were documented, the numbers have been rising steadily. However, the development of control measures does not necessarily mean that there are more rats in the city. As the spokeswoman explained, the increase could also be linked to better implementation of reporting requirements, better cooperation with pest controllers, or a change in people's perceptions. Since 2011, homeowners in Berlin, for example, have had to report rat infestations and initiate measures to combat them. Individuals are called upon to notify the health department if they have seen a rat. A decisive factor of the spread of rats is the large food supply typical of large cities. leftover food, leftovers from barbecues and picnics, and overcrowded open garbage cans are an invitation for the animals. By far, the most reports and exterminations, about 2,400, according to Legeso statistics, were registered last year in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. The high figures are traditionally related to the many housing cooperatives with a high willingness to report. The densely populated inner-city districts of Mitte, with around 1,530 reports, and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, with around 1,240, followed. There are also bodies of water, such as the Spree and the Landwehr Canal, as well as adjoining green areas, which often offer ideal conditions for rats. Due to the use of poison bait in exterminations, playgrounds and green areas are always partially cordoned off. According to spokeswoman Sarah Luhmann, this is currently the case at 8 locations in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, including Boxhagener Platz, Paul-Linke-Ufer, and Lausitzer Platz. The rats will be combated, quote, until the current infestation is eradicated. So, some measures could be extended over a long period of time. On the area behind the job center of the district on Rudi-Dutschke-Straße, for example, there have been construction fences due to extermination measures for months. Known problem areas with continuous infestation in Mitte include Hackischer Markt and the surrounding area, Alexanderplatz, Augustenburger Platz, Leopoldplatz, and Kleine Tiergarten. In a project in Leipziger Straße, which is currently coordinated by the health authorities, several actors tried to tackle the problem more closely. The parties involved are residents, property managers, pest controllers, green space authorities, and water companies. Some Berliners unknowingly contribute to the rodent's prosperity, for example, by flushing food leftovers down the toilet. Also, cellars offer good nesting possibilities. There are estimates that millions of rats live in Berlin, but the exact number is unknown. One thing is certain, the animals reproduce very quickly. However, their life expectancy is not too high. If a female is well-fed, she will have more young. In order to reduce the number of rats, Berliners have to reduce the supply of food made available to them. The animals are also feared as carriers of pathogens such as Salmonella. The Spargel or Asparagus Queen and Brandenburg's Minister of Agriculture, Jörg Vogelsange of the SPD, opened the Beelitz asparagus season yesterday. The season, which traditionally lasts until the 24th of June, is beginning unusually early this year because of the warm spring weather. Farmers expect a price of 10 euros per kilo at the start of the season. In the following weeks, the vegetables will become cheaper, depending on the amount harvested. Organic asparagus, which grows without foil and chemical fertilizers, will probably not be launched on the market until shortly before Easter. The asparagus has particularly good growing conditions on the sandy soils in Beelitz, on around 1,700 hectares of cultivated land. Beelitzer asparagus has been protected as a trademark in the EU since March 15th of 2018. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.